Independence Day, people. I'm going to make you guys think about American history today. Are you guys excited? I am. July 4th, 1776. I was not there. Were you? Zing! Final draft of the Declaration of Independence was approved by Congress, and the United States was officially formed. You guys remember that from American history, maybe? It's been a while for me, longer for some other people sitting in here. It was a long road with much debate and argument to get to this point on July 4th. People died for the cause. There's a thing called a Revolutionary War, if you need to remember that. And the cause was to be free from the oppression of the mean King George III from England and from England's rule entirely. We're going to celebrate it tomorrow, right? With whatever you do for Independence Day, the beach, fireworks, hot dogs and hamburgers, watermelon is waiting for me at home. Whatever you do tomorrow, we're going to celebrate Independence Day, or you're just going to stay at home and have a day off of work. I don't know what's your plans, but tomorrow, celebrate when America became a free country, free from England, and became its own independent nation. No, I'm not going to stand up here and talk about U.S. history anymore. You're welcome. But I thought about it being 4th of July weekend and freedom. I thought, oh, well, why don't we talk about spiritual freedom today, shall we? And I don't know if you understood or you heard a theme through a couple of those songs, but that talks about free, free, forever we're free. Come join the song. I was kind of subliminally hitting at you what was going to be happening with the sermon today. I'm going to talk about freedom spiritually speaking. Who's to say? Maybe today somebody in here needs an Independence Day, spiritually speaking. So we're going to go to John today. John 8, 31 through, I have 38 here, but it's not. It's 36. 31 through 36. Jesus is speaking here, and I want to read this set of scriptures, and then we'll kind of pick it apart a little bit, so we can figure out what we need to apply and learn about it, and then go from there and go have our Independence Day, spiritually speaking. 31, John 8, 31. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and we've never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The words of Jesus there. So let's talk about it, just for a hot minute. Verse 32. Jesus says that the truth is going to set us free, right? The truth will set you free, right there at the end of that verse. What truth do you think Jesus is talking about here? And I got to thinking about this as I was getting ready for this spiritual Independence Day sermon. And I like to back things up sometimes, like run into it, if you will, get a running start into Scripture. And I really, that's why I went to verse 31 here, because Jesus says that if you hold to his teachings, you're his disciples, and then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So like running into it, we're going to hold to his teachings to become his disciples, then you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We're free through Jesus, and that was, Death Was Arrested sings about that, the whole thing. We're free through Jesus. We're free through Jesus. But then I got to thinking, okay, more specifically, can we be more specific? I mean, a lot of people in this room understand what Jesus did on the cross and the tomb on the third day, right? But how do we take that and apply it to our life more specifically to have freedom? Freedom comes from being his disciple, he says here. And that comes from knowing, it comes from holding to his teaching, as he says, if you hold to my teaching. Okay, what in the world does the word hold mean? How do you hold a teaching? I don't know how to do that. Okay, so the word hold in this is from the Greek word meno, M-E-N-O. And that means to abide, remain, or continue. It doesn't mean hold something. It means hold something. Abide, remain, continue in. It doesn't mean that we just know the teachings of Jesus in our heads and that we read it or, I guess, even hold a Bible. It means that we know it in our heads. It means that we more... It's more than hold it and know it in our heads. It's know it in our hearts. The teachings of Jesus and being his disciple needs to be so deeply rooted that it's like part of who we are. It is who we are. It affects how we act, how we think. It's the essence of our being. Jesus is saying here that knowing and his teaching and applying it to our lives, that's truth. Knowing him through that is truth, and it's going to set us free. Does anybody need to be free from the world and stuff? Follow Jesus. Know him. Abide with him. Continue with him. Be with him. Hold with him, as he says. We recently did a Bible study. I don't know. I think it might have been earlier this year. Pastor Joyce went through a lot of the teachings of Jesus. And we got to really deep dive into what he wants us to do, how he wants us to behave, how he wants us to act. That's how we know this stuff. You got to read this book. The Gospels are real good. Like this beginning part here, or this like middle part, be real good for you to read, to know what Jesus wants from us, to become a disciple, to know his truth, to know the truth of him. And I'm going to be honest, the teachings aren't always easy to apply. Did anybody know that? They're not always easy to apply. In fact, there were some we just were like, oh yeah, he says that? Okay. Do we have to do that? Yeah, we do. Let me give you some examples, because some of you weren't at Bible study. And they're not easy because they're opposite of what the world tells us to do. Jesus tells us to do stuff like, oh, here's one. Love and pray for our enemies. That's a good one, right? Love God above all else. That's all else. That includes everything on this earth. You should love God above all of that. To put ourselves last. To forgive others with no conditions and not to seek revenge. You revenge seekers out there, that's for you. Jesus tells us to live and not worry about anything. Don't worry about, don't worry. That was a really good conversation during Bible study. He tells us to give to the needy, keep our promises, to be modest, to be humble people. These are just a few. Like I said, read the Gospels. The Sermon on the Mount in Matthew is a real good one. Tell you a lot of stuff. And the lessons that Jesus wants us to apply to our life, to be his disciples, to know the truth through him, and then we are set free doing and knowing all that. And sometimes, I know for me, I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. In this moment and instance, I do not want to love my enemies or whatever, fill in the blank, or forgive somebody, whatever. It's hard sometimes because the world is bombarding us with other stuff, opposite of what Jesus wants us to do. But there's freedom in doing that, spiritual freedom in doing the things that Jesus wants us to do. He is freedom. Jesus is the freedom. That's what death was arrested. We just sang it. We're free through him and what he did. And then we're free from knowing him, abiding with him, being his disciples, doing what he asks us to do. Verse 34. I'm in Luke somehow. There it is. Verse 34 says, anyone who sins is a slave to sin. Look, we all make mistakes, right? Anybody here perfect? Okay, thank you. All right, exactly. We all make mistakes. We're all human, and we all fight with our flesh and our spirit all the time. It's a constant battle, daily, moment by moment. And sin has a way of oppressing us. Like King George III oppressed the colonies. Thank you. He oppressed the colonies, right? He taxed them. He brought military people over here to get them in line, to hush the rebellion, to start a new country. Sin does the exact same thing to us. It oppresses us. He did, King George III did everything he could to keep this country not together and it with under his rule and his oppression. That's what Satan does all the time. He's throwing stuff out at us all the time to try to get us to trip up, make mistakes, and be under his control. It's oppressive sometimes, isn't it? It's oppressive. And I looked up the word oppressive just to make sure, and it's spot on. Prolonged cruelty and unjust treatment or control. Isn't that what sin does? Prolonged cruelty or unjust treatment or control. Jesus is the key to unlock the shackles to sin so we're set free. So we can stop the cruel and unusual punishment and treatment that comes from sin and the bad decisions that we make. The temptations are there. But we are free people through Jesus to make decisions through his teachings to do what we know is right and to live in freedom without that oppression on us. Understand, because of what Jesus did, we are free. We just have to accept it. Just like me handing something to Joanne, she just like grabs it. Okay, there it is. She's got it now. Freedom through Jesus is available for you. All you have to do is be like, yeah, I'll take me some of that. Done deal. You have freedom. And you don't have to be oppressed by the world and decisions and sin and things that you do. You don't have to keep reliving it all over in your mind. You're free through Jesus. And we should live like that. We have the choice today to be free from oppression by turning to the guy who can give us the freedom, and that's Jesus. The guy who took care of it on the cross and then rose on the third day. Awesome, right? Freedom. How would it feel to be free? Think about that. Or how does it feel? Right. Verse 36 says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And I love this. This is my favorite part because this is Jesus talking and he's saying, this is what happens. If I'm setting you free, then you're free indeed. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about this. It's beautiful to me. It's powerful. It's encouraging for me. If stuff starts weighing down on my mind or on my heart, then I can just say, you know what? Jesus set me free. I got to be free. He said it. The Son sets me free. I am free indeed. There's a song about that. We might sing it in a minute. And I don't know if you guys know much about John. Like, I don't have John memorized chapter to chapter like maybe somebody else does. We'll be just talking and she'll be like, well, in John 3, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, she's got it memorized. It's a good senior pastor right there. But earlier in John 8, let me just tell you what happens. There's a lady who's committed and got red-handed in adultery. They drag her out, and by the law, there's a whole bunch of people standing around her with stones in their hand. They're going to stone her because that was the punishment for that sin, for her sin. You got a large group of people that want to stone her, and please read the story if you don't already know it. But Jesus says a few simple words, and basically he says, well, if you haven't done anything wrong and you're without sin, go right ahead. Be my guest. Throw the first stone. And one by one, they all dropped their stones on the ground. She had her Independence Day because Jesus told her, go. Don't sin anymore. Don't be shackled by sin. Do as I teach. You're free to go. And she left. Her Independence Day was that day. And I think it's interesting to know what's happening earlier because Jesus is talking to the same group of people that wanted to stone her later on when he says, if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Basically, what you just saw happen, yeah, that can happen to all of us. We're all free from sin. What our punishment is supposed to be, I'm saying it right now, you're not going to get it. Thank goodness, right? we don't get what we deserve, that's a good thing, right? So I think it's awesome that we see someone's Independence Day earlier, and then Jesus is addressing them and saying, yeah, you're free through me. Look at her. She is. Those same people who wanted to stone her stood around for this lesson. Boy, I sure hope they heard the lesson. I sure hope they do. Jesus can do the same thing for you. No matter where you are in your spiritual journey, if you've got things that are like shackling you and holding you down and like weighing on you, through him you have freedom. It can be your Independence Day, a redone Independence Day, or maybe it's your first ever Independence Day. I'm not sure where you are. You know. Take inventory of your life and figure out what you need to be freed of in your life. This could be the day that starts that. Sometimes we feel like we may have a large crowd around us getting ready to stone us, right? They're circling. But we have to remember this story. And they dropped their stones. And she walked out free. And we can do the exact same thing. It's just a choice. If sun sets you free, you are free indeed. That's good news, correct? Yeah. Amen to that. So we have freedom today through Jesus. We have freedom through his teachings, applying them to our lives. We gain freedom through that. We are slaves to sin, and maybe I should say we were slaves to sin. We're not anymore, right? Our shackles are broken free because we believe in Jesus who gives us freedom, and we don't have to live an oppressed life anymore. We have the power, the grace, the mercy of Jesus, and we can say, you know what? Sin, you got no hold on me anymore. Deuces, I'm out. I'm choosing Jesus and not this. And we must always remember the promise that if the sun sets you free, you are indeed free. You can say that out loud if you want to. You can sing it if you want to. Jesus wants you to be free. He wants you to live a loving, free life through him. He didn't go through that for us to just be shackled and oppressed by sin. That was the whole point of it, and how we get salvation through him and freedom. Thomas Jefferson said that King George III had a, and I quote, long train of abuses and usurpations, end quote, upon the colonies, and urged the colonists to cut all ties with England. I urge you today to cut all ties with sin in your life and the oppression in your life. Cut all ties with it. Sin and Satan and stuff in our life, whatever it might be, it's had a long train of abuses and usurpations. And I encourage you today, whatever it is, just to cut it free. Live in the freedom that we have through Jesus. Live every single day as we know that if the sun sets us free, we are free indeed. Amen?